This is WNYC. I'm Amy Eddings. The primary election for mayor is over, or is it?
We're going to wait for every voice to be heard. We're going to wait for every voice to be counted. So, my friends, this is far from over. Far from over.
That's Democratic mayoral candidate Bill Thompson, the runner-up in Tuesday's primaries with 26.2% of the vote. The New York City Board of Elections says that with all precincts reporting, Bill de Blasio has 40.12%, a whisker above the 40% threshold needed to avoid a runoff. And while the official results from the Board of Elections won't be certified for days, the campaigns carry on. Here to help us understand their challenges is Basil Smichel, a political strategist who did not work with any of the candidates in this election cycle. Welcome back to WNYC, Basil.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
It's tricky for the next couple of days for Bill de Blasio and Bill Thompson. As a political strategist, what would you tell each of them if they were your clients to do when the results have not been certified yet?
Well, the fact that Mr. de Blasio has reached that 40% mark, at least as of today, so he has to do two things. One, have a very unifying message to bring all of the Democrats together, including Billy Thompson supporters, even if they haven't jumped ship as yet, but also start looking forward with some messaging and rhetoric that previews how he's going to address Joe Loda in the general election. If I'm supporting Billy Thompson, what I would do is very, very quickly, in very short order, figure out if I actually do have a chance to bring de Blasio under that 40%. Within a day or so, if I realize that I don't have that and I'm starting to see a little anger and restlessness among my supporters and among my fellow Democrats, I go ahead and concede, because what I don't want to do is sort of be the spoiler to create some anger and animosity, which ends up hurting the eventual nominee and Bill de Blasio in his general election run against Joe Loda.
So say there is a runoff on October 1st. De Blasio has about $594,000 left in his campaign war chest. Thompson has $234,000. What can Thompson do to overcome the war chest deficit in the next 3 weeks?
Not much, actually, because de Blasio had some of the stronger unions, some of the more powerful unions behind him. He had a lot of grassroots organizations. So even without the money, there's going to be there's a whole infrastructure in place to really bring his supporters out again three weeks later. Most of Billy Thompson's support, particularly among communities of color, and this is rather unfortunate to say, but a lot of those voters tend not to come out again in huge numbers in a runoff.
De Blasio's success is credited in part with a TV ad featuring his son Dante, who is half black and sports a wonderful afro. Do you believe de Blasio will continue with the personal strategy, highlighting his family?
Going forward, the ads that he had with his family, with his son, were extremely effective, and his position on Stop and Frisk has been extremely effective. But what's going to happen in reality is that he needs to now start speaking very clearly about his positions on criminal justice, on how he's going to task the police force, not just with rolling back Stop and Frisk, but also being able to get guns off the street. So it's a very nuanced and very delicate balance he's going to have to reach, because, you know, he got out of a primary by getting the support of the activists and the left leaners of the Democratic Party. Now he's got to get a lot of those moderate voters and the few Republicans that will come out and vote in the general election.
In terms of next steps for Joe Loda, most voters surveyed in the exit polls Tuesday night, we're talking about jobs and education being among their top concerns.
Well, if you think about the fact that this city is 6-1 Democrat to Republican, but a Democrat has not been in City Hall in the last 20 years, it's partly because a lot of those voters have been focused on management of city resources and management of the budget and getting the city back to fiscal health. So Joe Loda is going to be talking a lot about that. And part of his strategy, I imagine, is going to be in keeping big big businesses here in New York, supporting small businesses here in New York, and also bringing in a strong tax base, which means not just more workers and more jobs, but also high-end, high-skilled workers as well. So we're going to see some sort of bitter language going back and forth as even though de Blasio talks about the two-city approach, that's essentially what we're going to see from the Democrat and Republican, each with a very different view of the city of New York.
Basil Smichel is a political strategist. Thank you so much for joining us.
My pleasure.
This is WNYC.